Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is a special hour of Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and two important milestones intersecting in the region today. First, it is Indigenous Peoples Day, the first observed by the city of Boston after an executive order from acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey last week. And that sound is, of course, spectators at today's 125th running of the Boston Marathon. We will be exploring both today, starting and ending with the race. It has been a very long time, folks, since the cheers and the cowbells sounded along the course, stretching all the way from Hopkinton to the heart of Boston at Copley Square. More than 900 days, in fact. The 125th in-person race was canceled in 2020 for the first time in its history due to the pandemic. And then it was pushed again from Patriots Day this year in April until today. Now, the decision to hold the race on what many cities and towns along the trail now observe as Indigenous Peoples Day has been controversial. And later this hour, we will hear from the granddaughter of a two-time marathon winner from the Narragansett tribe. We will also hear from a local Mashpee Wampanoag historian. Right now, though, let's welcome back our longtime guide to the marathon, reporter Alex Ashlock. He is out on the course where he has been since before sunrise. Alex, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to join you on the show.
It's great to have you. And Alex, let me just put out to listeners, are you out somewhere with Alex or somewhere else on the race course today? Did you watch your favorite runner pass by? What does it mean to you to have the Boston Marathon back still in a pandemic? We're taking your calls throughout the hour, 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also tweet us at Radio Boston. So, Alex, I'm here in the cacophony. Let's start with what's happening. Where are you? What are you seeing?
Well, I'm standing about 100 yards behind the finish line. There's this guy who sits in a what looks like a lifeguard chair. Actually, there's a couple of people up there. And he sits there with his microphone, and he says, "Welcome back to Boston. Welcome back to Boston. Great job." So all these runners who have just finished the 26.2-mile race, the Boston Marathon, the 125th Boston Marathon, are walking past him. They're walking like marathon runners do after running that far, walking gingerly, some of them stretching out cramps, some of them bending over, you know, putting their arms or hands on the railings here to brace themselves to get some strength. Few of them are going into the medical tent. But, you know, the weather was really good today overall, and I don't think there were any or are any weather problems, at least for the runners related to the race. But it's always just a great scene to see people after they've, accomplished this feat here.
So I want to note a couple of things. One, you made me feel better by pointing out that not everybody is running across the line, because I can't imagine that I would be.
No, they run across the line, but they're past the line now. They're not.
Right.
Nobody's running to pick up their medal. They're walking.
That's right. The other thing I want to acknowledge is while the weather is good, it's a little windy down there, and you are outside real time. So
definitely,
we may get a little bit of that in your microphone. And frankly, it makes me happy because it lets everybody know that you're right there. All right, talk about winners. The elite races are over. Tell us about those finishes, Alex.
Big day for Kenya, as it often is in the Boston Marathon. Kenyan man and a Kenyan woman won both of those races. The women's race, which I followed the most closely, was very interesting. A big pack, lots of people sharing the lead. But at the point in the race where the course turns at the firehouse in Newton, people might be familiar with that. They head up into the fabled Newton Hills. Deanna Kipyoge made a break, and she really controlled the race from there, and she won by about 25 seconds or so. Kenyans also finished second, third, and fourth. So it was a good day for Kenya in the women's race, a good day in the men's race as well. But in that race, we saw this American C.J. Albertson take this big lead. He ran out all by himself, very unusual. But eventually, as often happens in the marathon, the pack caught him, and another Kenyan, Benson Kipruto, ran to victory. He broke away on Beacon Street, about 3 miles to go, won by about 40 seconds. Albertson ended up 10th. And he said he didn't regret going out so early, even though he paid the price in terms of not winning the race. Kipruto, by the way, won by more than 40 seconds.
Yeah, that's a lot. All right, so in the wheelchair races, talk about this disappointment or tough break I have heard about for Marcel Hoog of Switzerland, who won and yet still sort of missed out.
Yeah, he took, it's being described as taking a wrong turn, but he basically followed the wrong vehicle. They have these vehicles that guide you in the race if you're in the lead, and there's a point where the vehicle goes one way and you're supposed to go the other way, and he didn't do that, but he was able to recover, and he got back on course, and he won the race by more than 6 minutes, even though he had that wrong turn. So here's what he said about the race.
It's fantastic to be here in Boston again after last year's cancellation, so it's fantastic. And of course it was tough, schedule very tight after yesterday's competition in Chicago.
Yeah, that tight schedule he's talking about is he finished second in the Chicago Marathon yesterday and had to make his way to Boston to run this morning. And he finished second yesterday to Daniel Romanchuk in Chicago. And Romanchuk finished second to Hoog today in Boston. So those guys have a really strong rivalry going. They'll meet again in New York. The women's wheelchair winner, Manuela Schaar, also from Switzerland, like Marcel Hoog, didn't compete in Chicago yesterday, but she won here in Boston today. And her rival is Tatiana McFadden, who was second today after winning in Chicago yesterday when Schaar wasn't there. She decided not to make the trip to Chicago to run that race. So those two are going to tangle again in New York. So there's a real wheelchair rivalry going on both sides.
I feel like there are drivers all over Boston who say, yes, I understand taking a wrong turn on a street in Boston.
Isn't that appropriate for Boston?
Exactly.
Oh, it's a one way and it goes that way or which way?
Exactly. That is the Boston Marathon right there. Okay, so we have just a little bit of time left. Alex, any surprises today with the outcomes or anything that you saw that really stood out for you?
You know, in a lot of ways, it felt like the Boston Marathon that we've all come to know. I mean, you know, it is the first one in more than 900 days, but, you know, we just got back to business and did this Boston Marathon like we've been doing for 125 years. Not we. I mean these guys that are running the race. I haven't run it. But also just seeing these American runners that I didn't really know of who came up today, like Albertson in the men's race and Nell Rojas in the women's race, the top American there. She finished second. These are people we're going to see come here again and run the Boston Marathon, which is going to be in 6 months.
Yeah. So, Alex, we're going to have you back at the end of the show. We're going to talk with you a little bit more. But before I let you go for now, last question. 30 months since the last running. What was it like at the starting line this morning?
It was really fun to be at the starting line this morning, especially because in Hopkinton, the people there really, you know, take the race to heart, and they love it, and they, you know, they cherish it, and it's part of their fabric in their city, and they were really excited to see people starting the Boston Marathon again after more than 900 days. So that's one of the things I'm going to remember.
All right, that's WBUR reporter Alex Ashlock. We'll talk to you again before the end of the show, Alex. Thanks.
Sure. Thank you.